Basketball star and entrepreneur Magic Johnson may not be the first person you associate with NASCAR, but for the last year and a half, he's been co-chair of NASCAR's Executive Steering Committee for Diversity. That group is working to expand auto racing's fan base. Recently, NASCAR announced it would partner with several historically black colleges and universities to train more blacks in engineering, marketing, and other aspects of the auto racing business. Commentator John McCann explains what might happen to NASCAR if the sport catches on with more black people.
Black-on-black crime notwithstanding, we as a people are rather conservative when it comes to fleeing harm's way. I'm sure you've heard the jokes about white folks in scary movies always being the curious types and running into haunted houses to see what's up with the ghouls and goblins, while we as black folks watch these movies and marvel at how unconvincing it would be to have brothers and sister girls in those roles. Because we know black folks are all about going where the monsters ain't. See, there's some stuff black folks just don't do. Like NASCAR. I mean, when you think about auto racing, you think about crazy white boys driving fast around a track. That's why you didn't have two black guys in the General Lee named Bo and Luke Duke. So it'll be interesting to see how this new relationship plays out between NASCAR and historically black colleges and universities with respect to getting more of us in the auto racing business. And not just interesting for the sake of diversity, but interesting to see how many black folks will be looking for jobs actually on the track. Oh, I'd take a gig working in NASCAR's administrative offices where I can sit in a cubicle all day and read the emails forwarded by Ray Ray and Pookie and all of them. But there's not enough money in the world to get my butt down there on the track, not as a driver or even working on pit road, because I ain't trying to duck tires that come flying off these cars going 1,000 miles an hour. But however black people get involved in NASCAR, I can't wait to see how we as a race are going to impact the sport, because you know how we revolutionize everything we put our hands on. Just think about music. Whereas white folks sang, black folks rapped. On the basketball court, white boys made layups, the brothers slam dunked. When our naturally tight BB shots weren't fluffy enough, somebody discovered Activator and invented the Jerry Curl. Or just in our daily coming and going, I mean, white folks walk. Like, say, Tom Willis on the Jeffersons. But old George himself, black folks, man, you know how we strut. So all I can think about are NASCAR vehicles with spoiler kits on them. Lots of tint on the windows. And yo, gotta get them rims, player. I'm talking about some spinners, son. Sitting on some 20s, baby. And can't you just hear this conversation between a black NASCAR driver and his white pit crew chief? Buddy, why are you making a pit stop? Your tank's full of gas. Your tires ain't flat. Feller, what are you doing? Nah, bruh. It's all good. It's just that one of them good old boys out there slung some rubber on my ride, man. I thought I'd pull over and get a little car wash, throw a little armor on the tires. Oh, and a grape soda, too, if you got one. Appreciate that. Hey, diversity in NASCAR, an absolutely beautiful thing. After all, the man who says, gentlemen, start your engine. That flag he waves, it's checkered, white, and black.
John McCann is a columnist for the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina.